Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Well, good morning and welcome to Carolina Outdoors. Blue skies after the hurricane, Bill Barty.
That's right. Hey.
Carolina blue skies.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is. I'm glad we missed that one.
You know what? Well, should I even say this? I don't want to get in any trouble, but it's a reference to my history that I can remember so well, elementary school, and it was a lady teacher I had in elementary school, and I'm reminded of it every time they do the schematics of the hurricane and the potential path of a hurricane.
Moral of the story is don't yell wolf.
Well, this is even better than that. You know, they have the different, we got to get Al Conklin in here, our resident meteorologist in the building over here, but they do the European model. Oh, it could go to the west, or it could go to the east, or it could come to the Charleston area, you know, bang up Charlotte, or it might come up through Miami or skirt across the Gulf or all of those different things. And every time that happens, I'm reminded of my elementary school teacher. Back then, all the hurricane names were female.
Right.
All of them. And the way she taught us was hurricanes, they are hurricanes, all named female. And the way you can remember that, boys and girls, is females are unpredictable. So you never know what direction that storm may go.
I see. This is sexist on so many levels, Barty.
I can't exactly tell you the barometric pressures and trends and how that's measured and what it means.
No
low
bars.
Pressure, high pressure, all of those things that I learned in that class. But I do remember that females are unpredictable.
That may have been the most important thing you learned in grade school.
I'm glad I mentioned
life's
that.
Life's lessons by a meteorologist lady grade school teacher.
I'm glad I mentioned that on the opening segment of the Carolina Outdoors before everybody is wide awake, listening, and well aware of what we have to talk about here on News 1110 99.3 WBT. His name, Don Yeager. My name, Bill Barty. We are the Outdoor Guys, also available via podcast. Head over to jessebrowns.com. That's the place where we hang our hat through the week, high atop the scenic parking lot of the Sharon Corner Shopping Center, upon the balcony of Jesse Brown's there in the heart of the South Park Shopping District. Don, how did you make out? We skirted it as a, you know, as a community for the most part. But, hey, there was a whole lot of wind, a whole lot of trees that got shaken around, a whole lot of people picking up, you know, this and that out of their yards. You got a bunch of trees your way. Did you make out okay?
I had two fences to rebuild.
Whoa.
From tree limbs falling on them. Not entire trees, but tree limbs probably 6 to 8 inches in diameter. So, a little pruning going on by Mother Nature at the cost of my fences, but all is repaired and better now. That was the second night of the storm. I woke up about midnight and realized it was blowing a little harder than it had. Got out, checked on the horses, and realized I had two fences down already. And the good news was they were between pastures, so no harm there. And got up nice and early the next day and did a day's work before I came to work at Jesse Brown's.
Well, let me ask you this, and for those that listen regularly to the Carolina Outdoors, you can follow this in spirit because Don has another day of the year besides a hurricane or the remnants of a hurricane that come through. Don, what is more stressful? July 4th fireworks display by your neighbors and surrounding with those horses that you have there, or a tropical storm coming through with some higher winds and gusts and that sort of thing?
I guess to quote you, that hurricane's not predictable, but July 4th fireworks are, and horses that aren't very comfortable with it are pretty darn predictable, so I just spend my night in the pasture with the horses till about 1 o'clock when everybody runs out of ammo. And we can all go back to sleep. So, I'll take the 4th because it is predictable, and I know exactly where I'm going to be every 4th of July night. out there with my bug spray so the mosquitoes don't eat me.
Yeah, it's too funny because I can, well, it's not that funny. I can see you getting up. Oh, what a terrible thing, midnight chasing horses around. But they at least stayed in their pasture because there's nothing worse than chasing horses up and down a road.
I don't even want to think of that.
No, not fun at all. Well, hey, something that is also predictable is an event over at Jesse Brown's. It happens three times a year, and it's going to happen this Thursday, September 21st at 6 p.m. It's Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's, and you are invited to come hear A Neighbor's Adventure. These are three 20-minute stories that are offered up for the community. We'll have food, we'll have drink, and we'll have these three friends, neighbors, share their story. We're going to hear from one of them on the next segment of the Carolina Outdoors. Her name is Catherine Farley, and her story, Mimi and Me. We look forward to learning about Mimi and Me from Catherine. That's going to be followed by the story, The Signs of the Times. He was a guest here last weekend on the Carolina Outdoors. Christopher Lawing will be telling his story. And then a friend of course, the Carolina Outdoors, and a name and voice that we hear Monday through Friday here on News 1110 99.3 WBT, Charlotte's Morning News' own Bo Thompson is going to be on with Why Bo Talks. Again, three 20-minute stories. Come hear A Neighbor's Adventure. It's Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's Thursday, September 21st from 6 to... We get out about 8 o'clock or a little bit before, after the question and answer sessions and that sort of thing. So please come out to that. Hey, and just looking all the way up ahead into October, we do have our Young Guns Fly Fishing Social that's going to be taking place at Jesse Brown's. That is 3 to 6 Saturday, October 14th. Fly tying, casting challenges, stories from our young gun anglers. That is targeted toward the teens and 20s who are interested in the sport of fly fishing. Maybe they're already accomplished. Maybe they are curious about entering the sport. Come on by for that Young Guns Fly Fishing Social over at Jesse Brown's. And Don, now that school has started back and everybody's getting back into the routine of transportation, sharing the roads with big yellow buses, our football teams have kind of taken the field and gotten some of the rust off of themselves and back into, I guess, a schedule. Everybody is beginning to prepare for their parties and banquets and that sort of thing. So the things I just read were all over at Jesse Brown's, but there are a few other events that are going to be going on in the Charlotte area, one of which is Project Healing Waters. They're going to have their event on September 30th over at JHG Financial. That's over on, off of Briar Creek Road. You can contact us at Jesse Brown's for more information on that. Healing Saturday with Project Healing Waters. Two big events on October 5th that are going to be going on in the outdoor world. The CCA group here in Charlotte on Thursday, October 5th at 6 o'clock. The doors open at Alchemy at C3 Laboratory. They're going to have their great big banquet. And also at Lenny Boy Brewing, October 5th, Fall Into the Thread. The Carolina Thread Trail group is going to be having their get-together with speaker. So those are some of the things that are going to be going on here in the Charlotte area. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We are the Outdoor Guys here on WBT's Carolina Outdoors.